The Quora family in Malaysia has issued a further statement this morning following yesterday's conclusion of the post-mortem examination on the body of 15-year-old Nora Quora, whose remains were found earlier this week, 10 days after she went missing from her accommodation at a rainforest resort there. I've been speaking to journalist Samisha Naidu in Kuala Lumpur about what the Quora family statement said.
The statement released back to the Lucy Blackman Trust, the family says that they are still actually seeking answers to the many questions that they have, and the Lucy Blackman Trust is still continuing to list the police hotline and the numbers there, saying that the family still are calling on the public to come forward if they have any information. And indeed, this is a case that even though the autopsy results, preliminary results, have given us some answers as to the approximate cause of death and how long she was dead for, which we know, which apparently was 2 to 3 days, no more than 4 days, it doesn't really answer other questions such as how it was it that she left the resort and ended up in a ravine some 2 kilometers away. Why did it take so many days to find her? Surely these are questions that Nora's family wants answers to as well.
Indeed, they say the circumstances were extremely complex circumstances, and they say they hope to have more answers to their many questions. They also take time in this statement to once again thank the authorities in Malaysia.
That's right. This is something that they have actually repeated more than once. And, you know, there has been a lot of speculation about the credibility of Malaysian authorities, whether enough has been done and so on. But in this case, as far as the family is concerned, they've been consistent in their messaging in that they are grateful to the Malaysian authorities. They're grateful to the amount of effort that's been put in to help find Nora and everything that's happened since. And it was a large-scale search, more than 300 people, a lot of resources were dedicated to it. And, you know, but that being said, French and Irish and English police were also involved in the investigations. French and Irish authorities, we understand, were actually in the room while the post-mortem was carried out. So that is expected to at least appease any doubt that may arise over the credibility of the Malaysian authorities doing this, given there's some speculation that because of tourism and so on, they might not be doing the best job possible.
Finally, the family discusses the reward that was offered and moves to end speculation on whether or not that award was claimed.
Yes, well, in the statement, they stated that reward has not actually been paid out. And this was something that, you know, we were wondering, given the fact that the body was found the day after the reward was announced. And also a group of hikers who have said, you know, that they were the ones who found the body. They've signed up with, according to the police, they signed up with the police to be part of the search and rescue teams, but they were volunteers. But the hikers have taken it upon themselves to speak to media directly as well, saying, giving media a timeline of what happened, that they went, that they found the body. They never made any mention of the reward, but there was speculation as to whether the hikers would be the recipient of this reward. Now we know that the reward hasn't been given out. So we'll have to see whether they are going to redirect this reward to any information, perhaps, on what happened.
And that was journalist Samisha Naidu speaking to us earlier from Kuala Lumpur.